Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:15, Dusty here, Cam Cleland with you. We are very pleased to be joined now by second team All-American this year, all Pac-12 honoree, Ducks senior Haley Cruz joining us now. Good morning, Haley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Very well. Where are you spending your time now? Are you back home with your parents?
Yes, I'm back home in San Diego.
How hard is that transition to go from college life back to living at home?
It's been a little weird, and it's kind of hard to find a routine, but that's what I've been trying to focus on the most. It's nice to be home with family, for sure.
You know, you were having such a great year. I mean, you guys got, 24 games in? You were hitting 240, or 457 on the season. And, you know, it looked like after last year, the Lady Ducks, you guys were back, and you guys were playing really good softball before this whole thing ended. Can you take us back to March when kind of the season just ended, and as a senior, what your thoughts were when the NCAA just shut everything down?
Yeah, it all just happened so fast. We were at a midweek game against St. Mary's, and we planned on playing at Cal on the weekend. And we originally just heard that our families weren't going to be able to come watch us at Cal and that we were going to play in front of no fans. So, and just over the next 24 hours, we just kept hearing more and more. We heard that the NBA suspended its season, and we knew that was kind of the end of the road for us. So we were kind of just waiting for that. And the next day we were planning on having practice, but then our coaches called a meeting, and we all just kind of knew before they even told us that we weren't going to be having a season. So as soon as we got that call, it was just an emotional roller coaster. And I knew right away, like I immediately started crying, and it was just, we all kind of sat in a room in silence and didn't really know what to do from there. And it was super emotional.
Haley, can you talk a little bit as an athlete, what it meant? I guess you talk about the emotions and kind of how you went through that and how important it is being around your teammates and not being there at the facility, at school, and being in that competition. What you've missed the most? I know as former athletes, we always say we miss the locker room. What have you missed the most about not being able to compete this year?
Absolutely the locker room and just my teammates. We had really great chemistry this year, and we were coming off of a year that was really difficult for our team, but it made us a lot closer, and we had a lot of new players who were excited to show what they could do for our program too. So it was, I really just missed the camaraderie of our team.
How hard was the decision on whether or not you would come back? I mean, you said you're going to come back in 2021. You're going to make one more run at it. Was that a difficult decision for you?
Ultimately, no. It wasn't a difficult decision on whether or not I wanted to come back. It was more about whether or not I would be able to. So I was just waiting to hear if the school was going to allow seniors to come back, if I would be able to financially afford it, if I could get into a master's program there. So ultimately, I was just waiting around for that. It was a little bit scary making that decision because I had some real-world job opportunities aligned, but obviously, with where the job market is right now, it made a lot of sense for me to come back one more year.
Can you talk about the softball in general? I mean, I'm a huge fan. My wife played college softball. My daughter plays. Why did you pick softball? Was it there from you from the start? Did you try other sports, or was it just you just knew you connected with the sport?
I played a lot of sports growing up. I was an athletic kid, and I really enjoyed a lot of different sports. I played soccer, gymnastics, but I knew softball was always the one I would kind of go back to, and it was always the one I was most competitive in. I was a pitcher growing up, so I just had a huge passion for the game, and I was really competitive, and I just knew from the start. My older sister played. She played in college for 2 years, too. So it was always kind of in the family, and I always wanted to be like her. So it was always softball for me.
Hey, would you consider college softball kind of the pinnacle of the highest level with the excitement of it? Because there's nothing for me watching it. The College World Series is incredible. The energy, the speed of the sport. Would you consider college Division I softball the top, or and after that maybe Olympics and maybe kind of the pro game? How do the ladies look at it when they now are focusing on Division I?
Right now, college softball seems to be the most exciting, but I know that a lot of people are working together to try to change that, because I think that these athletes are more than deserving of a means of playing after they graduate. And I know that the pro league is developing. There's some new exciting things happening in the softball world. So I'm excited to see how they can develop that after college play, because I know that's something that a lot of people would be interested in watching. I just think that there's some room to grow in the promotion of it.
Haley Cruz is our guest. She is Oregon softball star, outfielder for the Ducks. And you have also become a social media star. You have 438,000 followers on TikTok, 119,000 on Twitter, 177,000 on Instagram. At what point did you sit there and say, I am now a social media influencer?
Yeah, that's something that happened very fast and unexpectedly. I had always enjoyed social media, and I liked it as a way of self-expression. And I guess that really caught fire last year when my teammate and I started posting these dance videos every week that we played in our uniforms. And it was just something that blew out of proportion. Neither of us were expecting it, but that's helped me grow this platform that I've just been able to use it as self-expression still, and people have enjoyed seeing that athletes can still have fun off the field. So that's what I like to portray the most, and I like that I have this platform that I can hopefully use to do something meaningful someday.
All right, I got a millennial question for you. I mean, it's not even millennial anymore. What is it? What is the stupid question? Okay, but when's the last time you actually called somebody and talked to them on the phone? Is it more social media interaction, or do you call teammates and Zoom and hang out? I mean, what is it like?
Call to FaceTime ratio.
Yeah, call to FaceTime. We're talking like dial and talk.
I'm really big on FaceTime. I don't think that's that common, but I FaceTime my friends more than I should. They probably get really annoyed with it, but it has changed a lot. A lot of my friends are Snapchatters and texters, but I try to make the time to give them that face-to-face interaction, especially during this time. You're so holed up in your room that I've just been calling anyone and everyone I know.
Do you come up with the dance routines that you do on TikTok on your own?
A lot of the ones that I do with my teammate, we came up with on our own, but the ones that I do individually, it depends. Sometimes there will be little dance trends on TikTok that I follow, but sometimes I try to keep it fresh and make up my own. It all depends on the day.
Follow up, how long do you spend on one dance? Because you sit there and it looks like hours that you're putting in on this. How long does it take to do one of them?
It depends. The ones with my teammates, we had a lot of bloopers to go along with that one, that's for sure. But the ones I do on my own, I try not to spend more than 10, 15 minutes on them, just because there are better things I could be doing with my day. But it's something I enjoy, so I try to keep the time limit down for sure.
Another softball question for you, because this conference, the Pac-12, I mean, let's be hyper biased because we are here. It's the best conference. I mean, you could say Oklahoma gets in there, and they've been pretty powerful, and there's been Alabama, and there's been Tennessee. But can you talk about how good and how deep this conference is? And when you're competing against Washington and, of course, UCLA, they won it last year. What is it like in this conference, and how competitive is it with all these girls?
The Pac-12 is an absolute powerhouse. You just know that you cannot take any weekend off in the Pac-12. They all have competitive pitching. They all have explosive offenses. And it's going to be a battle, a dogfight every weekend, no matter who you're playing. So I think that really prepares teams for the playoffs and postseason. And I think that's why the Pac-12 has been so successful in the postseason.
All right. Who do you hate the most? Let's be honest. Who do you hate the most?
Oh,
you don't have to say hate. Who do you want to beat the most?
We always go to war with the Washington and UCLA, and of course, Oregon State, that in-state rivalry. But there's just so much good competition in the Pac-12 that every weekend's a rivalry, it feels like.
How much of a factor does the home field advantage play for you guys? I mean, the Jane is packed week in and week out. And was that a draw for you when you were deciding on what school to go to, is the fact that there's a ton of fan support for softball?
Yeah, the whole city rallies around our softball team and more. So it's super exciting. The fans are super loud. They're super energetic and they're always definitely really helpful. I think we have a home field advantage for sure. That's one of the reasons our head coach decided to come here, is because she played against us from Oklahoma, and she said that she'd never seen an atmosphere like that. It's absolutely electric. And it didn't really play that much of a factor in my decision to come there, because the Jane hadn't even been built when I committed there. It was in the process, so I never really actually got to experience a softball game there, but I could just tell from the people I met in the city when they found out that I was looking at coming here for softball, they got super excited and said that they're so excited for the new stadium, and they're just super supportive. They're the best fans in the nation.
So, hey, question about the softball in general, about what your thoughts are. When were you recruited by Oregon? When did you decide on Oregon? Were you pretty young? Were you a freshman in high school? I know, being a part of this and seeing about how the recruiting is starting there, it's quite a bit younger now with some of the girls and the competition and the travel and some of that stuff. Did you get involved at a young age? And then was Oregon recruiting you at a young age?
Actually, no. Oregon didn't recruit me at all, actually. I had committed to a different school pretty early in my sophomore year of high school, and that kind of fell through the cracks my senior year. There was a coaching change and just a lot of different things happened. So that fell through about a week before signing day. So I was kind of a mess about that, but my travel ball coach had a daughter who played at Oregon, so he knew Coach White at the time. And they just let me come visit that weekend, and I just committed on spot as soon as I saw the facilities and just the atmosphere of the city. I knew that it felt like home, and I was very fortunate that they were even willing to take me on that late game. So I wasn't a senior, and they never honestly really recruited me. They just kind of took me on and took a chance on me, so I was very lucky.
That's an awesome story. I mean, especially with things slipping through the cracks, you never know. I couldn't imagine being a high school senior and having that happen a week before signing day, and then just boom, everything worked out perfectly for you. Okay, I've got a question, because you said you guys, the battles with UCLA are pretty epic. They have one of the best softball programs in the country. Do you go for a little extra bragging rights against UCLA, though? Because I saw that your boyfriend plays baseball at UCLA. Is that right?
So, yeah, that will definitely be a motivating factor this year.
Now, I saw you guys are doing BP. And I remember seeing, like, the Mariners at spring training. Jenny Finch came, and she had the Mariners completely tied up when she was pitching to them. And those are big league hitters. Have you ever had him face, like, legitimate pitching and facing, like, a rise ball?
Not yet. That is in the works, but I cannot throw a perfect rise ball for him to hit off of. So I would need to find someone to give him some real competition, but I think it would be interesting to see for sure.
It is a completely different delivery, and it's like, you sit there and it's so fast from when it comes to the pitcher's hand and out of the pitcher's hand to home plate. It is so hard to get the used to watching the ball come out of a hand from overhand to underhand. I want to see that, and I hope you put it on your social medias when it does happen, because comedy will ensue.
Well, she showed us how to hit a rise ball. She's good to chop wood. I mean, I get it. That's how to hit a rise ball.
How is that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you are sitting there and you're talking about the big pitching difference, Pac-12 is loaded. When you step up to the plate, how different is it from, like, the elite travel balls that you're playing to where you're at in college, where it's day in and day out? Because elite travel softball, like you played growing up, I mean, you got some of the best pitchers across the country, especially down in Southern California.
The difference between travel and college in general as a whole is just astronomical. Like, you're going from being the best player on your team in high school to everyone on your team and everyone you're facing was the best player in high school. So freshman year can be kind of a humbling experience, as it was for me, but you realize that you have the best pitching in the conference on your team as well. So you get to practice off of them every day. So it makes every day a challenge. And once you get to face other pitchers in the Pac-12, you feel prepared, but sometimes there are just those pitchers that will really, really challenge you. And you have to, it's a growing experience for sure. And I think it gets better every year.
Haley, I'm going to assume you also played high school ball too, correct?
Yes.
Did you find that the travel circuit was different, was completely different than the way it was in high school and then also in college because you had a conference, you had a league? It felt more like going to a weekend tournament was just about showcasing compared to what it was like to play high school-wise in that conference or that league. Or then as you moved into the conference and you got to, I mean, you just felt that kind of connection with a goal at the end. Was it different that way for you?
It was a little different. I think the farther you got in travel ball and the older you got, it became less about recruiting because people were committing so young that it kind of turned more into the competition base. And I'm from San Diego where high school competition wasn't as strong as the competition that I faced when I played on my travel team up in Orange County. I was traveling 2 hours every weekend to play against the best. So it kind of felt like the higher you got in travel ball, the more competition there was, I felt. But a lot of the younger teams were just really focused on recruiting. So, yeah, there is a little bit of a difference between those.
Haley Cruz, Oregon's outfielder, second-team All-American, and TikTok star, social media sensation. Congratulations on getting that extra year and coming back. We'll be rooting for you, Haley. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ducks outfielder Haley Cruz. Man, you know, that is one of the things that she was talking about there. You asked her what she missed the most, and it is the clubhouse.
You always miss the locker room.
And
no question.
It doesn't matter what level you're playing at, whether you're at high school, you know, college, the pros. That is the thing that every athlete is missing the most right now with, you know, senior years getting canceled all around the country. And good on the NCAA, good on a majority, all of the Pac-12 schools, I believe, are allowing those seniors that had their spring sports canceled to come back for one more run. In Oregon, they were off to a great start, 22-2 before everything got called off. Haley Cruz, great interview. Back to our P1 social. Stephen A. Smith says Dame needs to leave Portland to win a title. After Buck with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.